Football game on Sunday.
There he is. A good one.
Just asking Dante about the fact that he's been in the league since 2011. He's played in a conference championship each year. You've kind of bridged that period of time, 09, where there was kind of maybe a rebuild going on, to this. It was weird because it was that first portion of the Patriots from 01 to 08, and then you came in. Has it been interesting to watch the way this organization has kind of reloaded, morphed? Hightower's become Mayo and Brewski, and you've become Welker, for lack of a better thing. Is it interesting to see how it just reloads?
I mean, it's with every team over time, there's going to be new players. And Father Time's undefeated when it comes to those kind of things. And it's been a special journey for me to see where the team was and how it's gotten to where it's at. And it's one of those unbelievable things that you're fortunate enough to go in and play in so many big games that when the season's over, you look back and you're like, man, that's pretty cool. But right now, you don't think about those things. You more think about trying to get to that next one. And right now, we got the toughest team on the schedule that we've played thus far with the Denver Broncos. So it's cool, and it's been a journey. But we're trying to keep that journey going.
Well, on Sunday, how do you feel like you're prepared? The team's prepared to go to Denver. And execute the game plan that's there, et cetera?
We're preparing, and we have a couple more days to take advantage of, to go out there and tighten things up. It usually goes down to the best team preparing. It usually comes out on top. With a team like this and the type of game it is, you have to go out and you really have to honk down on just everything, because you don't know if they're going to bring something new. You don't know if they're going to stay with what they've been doing. So it's one of those things where, we still have 2 days to go out there and tighten things up and, prepare to the final day.
Julian, how did you get things tightened up on your own? You had a couple of drops last week, and you're pretty tough on yourself around your locker, and then you were mic'd up as well, so we could hear what they said on the field. What did you do? How did you get settled down, and what have you worked on this week to kind of get all that in the past?
Just going out and catching extra balls. Plain and simple. The game comes down to fundamentals, getting open, catching a ball, and that's my job. So making the situation as hard as possible during the week, going out, doing more ball drills, all those types of things, that translates into confidence and going out and doing it during the game. So, we have some more time, and I'm going to do some more.
Broncos took some shots at your quarterback this week. What do you make of all the noise and all the trash talk before these big games?
It's just noise. We're focusing on, what they do, not what they say. They're a really good football team, and we can't afford to get into that game. We have to really just sit back and see, what these guys do and go out and prepare for that instead of, say something. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the process, and the process is through the preparation, and that's what we do here.
Can you just talk about the matchups? The defensive backfield matchups.
I mean, they got a bunch of all pros and pro bowlers, a nasty group, a good nasty, football nasty. So they got guys that can get after the pass rusher. It's going to be a battle, and you got Tlaib, you got Harris, you got Ward, you got a bunch of dudes over there that play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and if you slack off and don't work on the fundamentals of trying to get open on these types of guys, these guys take advantage of that. So, we got to take advantage of these next 2 days.
You mentioned the ball drills that you do just to get a little bit extra work in. How much
we see you out here, you know, catching one-handed before the game, things like that. How much do you feel like those help, just getting those extra repetitions, even though it might not be with one of your quarterbacks?
I think it helps a lot. It wakes up your nervous system, gets your hand-eye coordination, little things like that. And I've always been a big practice guy. So whether it was baseball, catching ground balls, or hitting, swinging, you do it as many times as you can until you feel like you master it, and then do more. So that's what I got to do.
You put in Shakespeare on your Twitter account. Is that related to your return being dramatic, or what is it that has inspired you to be quoting a little bit of Shakespeare?
I was just sitting back thinking about high school and came to my mind.
How'd you get on that topic of high school?
I was talking to my sister and she said something about Woodside, and I then began to think of Miss Barling and when she used to hound me with all the Shakespeare, and you grow up and you're like, man, that stuff's actually pretty sweet, so...
What is it like, though, for you, Julian, to have missed, you know, those games in the regular season? Obviously, you would have wanted to be out there, but to come back, 10 receptions, 100 yards, things are clicking on this offense like you haven't missed any time.
Oh, well, you know, there's plenty of situations that we didn't click, and there's plenty of balls that, you know, I didn't get to bring in. So, you know, there's always something to work for, and you can always be better. And as long as you try to continue to try to improve, that's usually when you play your best ball. So, you know, we got to learn from the good things, bad things, and, you know, bring it over to this Denver game.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.